Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli. Good morning, everyone. Around the world, good morning to our Easy Way family and to our superstar host of the show, Eric Zuli. Eric, the man of the hour, the man of the year. I'll tell you what, it's a little tricky keeping up with you, but you're making quite an impact. I'm very, very proud of what you've been accomplishing here. And I'm actually learning a lot at the same time. I mean, do the thing you fear and death of fear is certain. Getting me into this technical age was, as you remember, it's a little bit slow, but I managed to work on it, managed to do it, and I'm learning. And I'll tell you what, it does make a difference. For us seniors, instead of sitting around with our paperwork and writing everything down one page at a time or making one call at a time, you realize that you don't have to do it that way. And it's even advancing even more with AI, but, right?
So, yeah.
There we go. Okay, I can hear you now. I got you.
So, hey, everybody, good morning to all the listeners out there, to all the subscribers. We encourage everybody to subscribe to EasyWayNews.com. That's a new platform. Everything happening in Easy Way is happening there. And we're also open for contributors that have some good stories. So we have over 30 categories that you guys can contribute to. Email us at EasyWayFamily@gmail.com. And, yeah, today's going to be a great show, Dad. We have one of our gold members coming on. And
absolutely.
And he's got an interesting new type of call to action technology, and we're gonna talk about that. And then finally, the corner has an art student coming on, interesting information about some arts. And we got the magazine we're working on right now as well, guys. There's advertising opportunities, and the front cover is still open. We're still choosing who that front cover is going to be. That is an option to purchase. Back cover is spoken for. So, in fact, the guest that's coming on is going to be our back cover. But, yeah, Dad, it's really, really awesome. The mega pitch party that we just recently did had 70 attendees.
Oh, it was very exciting.
Close to 900.
Like I mentioned before, they have a timeline for a movie, and they figure about an hour and 50 minutes. People get a little antsy after that, so they try to – it's amazing what they can actually do in that amount of time. But your pitch party goes on for sometimes 3 hours, and people just stay. And for me, I'm sitting there, and it's like one person after another will get on or share a story or whatever, and it just keeps your interest. It's very interesting the way you put that together and the way you have it organized and the technology involved in it. What a way to share. I mean, we didn't have this a long time ago. This is the pitch party Zoom. It's just really interesting the way this comes together, that and the metaverse and all this stuff. It's like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me
see. A lot of the attendees are saying it's the best virtual networking event that's out there. Best opportunity on Zoom for you to get the opportunity to meet amazing people and bring in amazing people. And this is also attached to a social network that you can have fun in the community. You know, so post blogs and put your events on our news calendar and to our community, as well as a podcast. We have a whole podcast system, and this is on that podcast system, you know, happening right now, easywaypodcast.com. Very interesting, full, all-in-one system.
It is.
With a pretty awesome referral network community.
And what's going on with AI? This is going to be a game changer. I don't know even the people that are in the know in these fields don't even know what's around the corner because the AI is changing itself, you know. It's always advancing. And this is a real game changer. You know, when you're looking around seeing entire towns being transformed, the way the restaurants are, the way the shopping centers are, it's, you know, it's being researched so much differently. It's now, I'll share some of this in my hot topic as far as where people work, but there's situations now where they're building centers, but the upper floors are where the people live, and which makes sense. The transportation game is totally changing, where you go down your elevator, or with the home business, you just walk into your office, and it should start slowing down some of the traffic backups that are on the freeway. But yeah, it's amazing. So it looks like we got to kind of roll into our hot topic or a little commercial here. What do you think's coming up? What do we got going on with the engineer?
Yeah, we're going to go to commercial break, and then we're getting into hot topics, which is also going to be on Easy Way News. We're going to add the hot topics to Easy Way News pretty soon. And Dad, I think you're going to be doing a column, Did You Know, or something like that.
Yeah, we got some interesting little tidbits of information on the Easy Way News, and I find them very interesting, and it's very informative for people. You know, when they're talking about something, they go, well, actually, did you know? A lot of interesting facts I'll be putting on there.
Stay tuned, guys. Go to EasyWayNews.com and subscribe. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on EasyWayNetwork.com. Use the invite code EasyWay or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on EasyWay Magazine, EasyWay Radio, EasyWay TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
Yes, indeed.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, we got Monday, May 13th. Wow, what are we talking about? Time's flying by. 7 months till Christmas? No, maybe I'm counting that down a little too early, but I hope all the moms out there had a pleasant Mother's Day. Next, we got what's coming up here, May 27th, Memorial Day. A lot of people be taken to the road again. Economic outlook for 2024, what's going on? Well, can relate to the year, actually, 2024. Let's go through the numbers. 2% growth, zero recessions, 2% inflation, and unemployment 4%, which comes to 2024. Clever, huh? Anyway, Biden enlists A-listers Clooney and Julia Roberts. George Clooney, Jr. Roberts for fundraising. He's going to need a lot of celebs. Trump's out there, and there's big crowds where he's going. They fill up the stadiums. And moving into, here's some interesting stuff. Check out the lights. They're still going on out there, the northern lights. The sky is purple and red. And the colors are amazing, but it's not in the usual places. Now they're you know, you're looking at all the way from Northern California down to South Alabama. So there's areas that normally never see these lights. Canadians are evacuated from, there's a lot of wildfires going on out there, and the smoke's kind of coming down our way. So if you're going to be traveling up in those areas in the states that border around Canada, bring your mask, because breathing that stuff isn't too good. Good news rates, the general concerns among industry professionals is that mortgage rates will slowly decline in the last quarter of 2024, so something to look forward to. Best places to invest? Well, according to various sources on the web, you got the bond market, the money market, corporate bonds, and ETFs, exchange trade funds. Those are supposed to be the top places to invest in. And most profitable home businesses. Well, we got website and app development. Tech is one of the fastest growing industries. So that's a hot ticket. Financial consulting, online business consulting, information security. These are some of the top ones. What percentage of Americans actually have home-based businesses? 10%, 30, 50, or 70? What would you say? Well, those of you that took the middle road are right, 50%, which comes to about 15 million people, and approximately 60% of these are non-employed. That means they're doing their own thing. So it's kind of tempting. You're talking about the transition. No more traffic to wake up to or what you're going to wear. I mean, you know, it's something you got to think about. I mean, no more traffic. That's a big one in itself. But with that, Eric, I mean, there's a lot of news, but I only have so much time, and it's 10:10, so let's move in to see about our interesting, to say the least, guest coming on, Jim Bannon. And, boy, Jim is amazing. He has a tech background, and he has the energy and the connections, you know, the call to action. You know, the tech world, it's a changing transition. I've always said, you know, you have the timeline in life, and there really hasn't been much. It's just a straight timeline until Oppenheimer came along, and then the computer. They make little blips in the timeline. Other than that, there's not that much. But the Industrial Revolution made a blip because all of a sudden it doesn't take hundreds of people and months to make a certain whatever it is they're making. They can make it in a day. So that changed society. And and when the computer came along, it changed everyone's life. And it's basically new in the timeline. Computer's been around 60 years, but that's like no time at all. And then when the computer came along, you're talking about what is happening in this world. And that's, you know, with the metaverse and all the situations that are coming on, like AI especially, these are major game changers, and they change society. So, you know, one of the transitions you could see is how, you know, it went back to when you were running a movie. You know, you go to a big store and be all these movies on the shelf. Well, that, you know, that transition to now it's just none of that exists anymore. But the thing is, it's happening so fast, and you got to keep up with this. The AI, you know, everybody had their assistants, and now the AI is taking the place of a lot of these. Now they're virtual assistants. And it saves so much time, you know, when you're talking about this. Let's see, do we have Jim on? Jim, you on with us yet? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jim Bannon is a foremost. He calls himself one of the number one experts on QR code technology, and he's a video producer, social media influencer, national political leader, and he creates a lot of things. It's an interesting way of engagement with the technology he's created called call to action technology. And it's two-way interactive digital dialogue, really. And unfortunately, he's not with us. He might, you know, Jim's a pretty busy guy. He might be in a pretty important meeting. And
well, he's down south, and I know he's scrambling around. So, yeah, if the engineer hasn't put anything on the until I don't see the lights on yet. So, but, you know, his technology with the cube and everything and his enthusiasm is amazing. And he's one of the people, and, you know, you're not talking about somebody 25 years old when a lot of people think the tech industry is basically the Zen generation up to maybe 40 years old, which is very young for people like me. But there are older people that I've seen on your pitch party that are close to my age, and they're involved in a lot of tech issues. And so that's impressive. I was at a restaurant the other day, and I saw this guy. He must have been 15, 20 years older than I am, and he was on his computer reading a book, you know. So it's, you know, do the thing you fear and death appears certain. You know, if you're not sure and you think you want to stay away from it, you're losing out. And you're also losing out with your family, because if you're an older person, your family is involved in tech and computer, whatever, all the stuff that's going on. You can be more involved with them, especially if your family lives out of state. You know, you can talk to them on a Zoom and everything. And I know a lot of that, some people, is old history, but to some, they have not experienced yet. So I'm talking to people now. Oh, I just got on the Zoom and I can visit with my family now, and makes them feel a lot better. Opening up new doors as far as investments go. And I'm running into some baby boomers that, they're opening the door to stocks, and they're starting to get involved in that. Although you have to be careful, because sometimes it can make them rift in that relationship that is used to, you know, they're sitting around with each other watching TV.
Speaking of stocks, Dad, do you know what one of the best stocks to invest in right now is for as far as this AI and technology and stuff is going? One of the top companies actually is NVIDIA. A little tip for everybody that's listening. NVIDIA, NVIDIA, is going up and not really going down too much. It's one of the foremost companies for the AI and a lot of the technology.
Right, that's what I heard.
Go up even more.
And, Eric, what's interesting is the, you have stock traders, all right? You have a person sitting there looking at the computer and doing trades, whatever. And now they're talking about trader bots. So now you have a person sitting there, which is not a person. It's an AI person. And they could do thousands of trades and researches within seconds. So I know you got to kind of really learn about how secure that is, but boy, I could see that to be a real, I mean, not just in the market, but in so many fields, the medical field and products. I mean, the way everything is done is going to be like antiquated when AI gets a hold of it and said, why are you doing it this way? Just like when I was talking about before, how we watch a movie, you know, people going out renting a movie. Now that's old hat.
This is a radio program. So anybody listening right now, we do encourage you guys to call us at 914-338-1303 and get involved in the conversation. If you have an opinion or you have advice or any guidance on the technology, on any type of technology, you know, call us 914-338-1303. We also have our chat group. We just want to let everybody know, Easy Way Family on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram is the main way to follow us. And then we actually have direct chat groups for all the different departments, all the different categories that we do, which podcasts and events and everything inside of the network. And so we do have an actual podcast live, Easy Way Live chat group. If you guys want to join in on these live podcasts, we have over 42 podcasts now on the network. If you guys want to get more exposure, great way to do that, and some great information on all the different podcasts. And I just wanted to shout out and kind of promote all the different podcasts that we do have on the network and the names of it. So you guys, definitely come check it out. So we have the Meet Our Members podcast, great opportunity to meet the members that we have and network. Beyond the Stage podcast, which is sharing many ways to go beyond the stage. The Tap Interviews podcast, The Artist Process, If you're into sports, Shifting Perspectives, that's a new podcast. Samuel Brock Flynn Show, Paltrowsk with Darren podcast. These are just all the members that just kind of creating podcasts. Expansion podcast.
Jason with Expansion, yeah.
JoJo's Empowering Journey, interview with Paul Reese, Fearless Aging. That's an interesting one. It kind of goes along with the whole Radio Boomers Live thing. Ancient Wisdom.
Yeah.
Another one, the A Money Show Train podcast, Cash Flow on Air. That's a new one that just popped up. Hydrate podcast if you want to learn about health and water, Kiss and Tell, the Unleashed and Unstoppable
podcast. You know, the Hydrate
podcast.
They're all so interesting. And
let me finish the lineup, Debbie.
Yeah, go ahead, finish the list, yeah.
Go ahead. Debbie Changes Lives, Sherry's Secrets, and the Call to Action podcast. Unfortunately, we didn't have Mr. Call to Action today. The Business Goddess, Working Entrepreneurs podcast, the Nikki Rich Show, and we even have the Movie Reviews and More, so we have a movie podcast. So a lot of different podcasts are starting to hit, and you guys can have your podcast on the network as well. Go to easywaypodcast.com and consider putting your podcast on the network for a small fee monthly. And so, yeah, I've got Expansion Podcast and the water. I mean, Jacqueline's podcast,
you know,
really teaches you a lot about water and health.
So, you know, and the thing is, Eric, a lot of just to grab one of them, for instance, people, you know, they ask this one guy, I drink plenty of water. I'm good.
Okay.
He was a football player, you know. Yeah, I drink gallons of water. And the guy said, no, I'll bet you're dehydrated. And he said, no, how could that be? He said, because a lot of the water we drink, because of all the toxins we have in our cells, it's sealing up a lot of the cells so they're not absorbing the water the way they should. And they ran a test, and he couldn't believe it. He showed up as dehydrated, his meter or whatever it is. And he says, how could that be? And he explained that because of, you know, some of the foods and the toxins we breathe or whatever, all that stuff it comes in, the cells go into protective mode, and it, however it works out, they're not absorbing the moisture they should. And by hydrating properly or taking whatever kind of water that's you know, works for this situation and it gets through the molecules, then you're hydrated. Now, all these little things you're learning, and, you know, so many of you have so many points of interest. It's, you think you know a lot, and you think you know almost all of the stuff that's out there. And then you hear what, and these people have done
water,
a lot of research.
Water is like 75% of our body, and it's so, so unbelievably important. And I noticed that I do feel better when drink, like, you know, you're feeling a little bit run down or whatever it might be. You know, after drinking water, you always feel better. Or if you're,
and you know,
your body needs to get things out. But Dad, we have about 5 minutes left, and I wanted to just out a tip of advice, speaking on the podcast subject. When you're a guest on a podcast, a lot of people take podcasts for granted, and they just kind of come on nonchalantly, and there's background noise, and it's not professional, and people don't really think about that. That's representing you and your brand. Branding is everything. If you want to be successful with your business, you need to be successful with your brand, and every move and everything that you do represents that brand. So when you come onto a podcast and you have background noise, or you know the microphone doesn't sound good and it just doesn't represent you professionally, then that's your brand not being represented professionally. So I just kind of want people to think about that. Same thing when you come on, and this is on a visual or an audio perspective. If you come on to someone's podcast, you shouldn't have stuff in your background, and you shouldn't have sounds, and the lighting should be right, and you know, that your on-camera presence or your voice presence represents you. And it also, the other thing that I think of is when you are on a podcast or you're on a broadcast, that lives on forever. It goes online, and you never know who's seeing it, who's watching it. I mean, I've seen really powerful things happen from content being repurposed. And once it's recorded, that's it. And that's how you're represented. So I just want to throw that information out there.
No,
to
like
the,
you say,
to the
that's very important, because they, you know, it's like that research I did. When you first walk into a facility, you get 60% more response from a client when they like the first impression, like what they see. And it's the same with the, you know, with the podcasting. When they go on, they see it's done professionally and the sound and everything is done right. You know, it's like when they make a movie.
The other thing is, think about, you know, I mean, people think of it just the live podcast or when it gets broadcast, but this thing lives on forever. Podcasts go on Google, they go on the search engines, and what you're saying is what's being recorded and what's being promoted. So you know, don't take it for granted. Really think about how you're going to promote yourself, how you're going to utilize, because a podcast gives you the opportunity, or a broadcast of any sort gives you the opportunity to reach more audience. And if you waste that opportunity and you don't get a chance to you know, get the proper call to action, the proper capture to action, we'll call it, you know, proper ability to capture information, a podcast or a stage or an event, anything that gives you the opportunity to collect more data, more people's information, you need to utilize it as such, but but not make it seem like you're trying to do it and not make it seem like you're trying to sell people. Tell a story and be enjoyable, but inside of that story, you want to kind of product place what your objectives are. Like me, if I was to come onto a podcast or a stage, my objective is to bring more members into the network so we can help them. And so I would tell, say, a story of some sort of how to network, secrets of networking, your way to success. And inside of there, talk about how our platform helps you do that. Our platform is a great networking group, and maybe throw the pitch party in there. You should register, check it out, something simple.
Yeah.
But you're still also doing some sort of kind of sell, call to action type thing. So this is just some little advice. We got about two more minutes until Carmelita's corners.
You heard the hot topic when I mentioned the most profitable home businesses. It had number one was the website and app development and tech. Is one of the fastest growing industries, and that incorporates the podcast. That's where people are going. A lot of people are staying indoors, and that's what's happening. And the shopping is a whole other thing there. What's happening there? It's totally different. People are shopping even for their food. They're staying home more. Definitely a game changer. And
DoorDash and Uber Eats. You know, nobody goes outdoors anymore, and I mean, it's pretty convenient, but it's all, you also got to be out there in the sunlight.
Yeah, well, you have to get out. Yeah, that's a much needed situation too, like with events and that. But you know, when you're sitting, when you go to a store and you see what's on the shelf, whether it's clothes or you know whatever it is, pots and pans, and yet. What you want may not be there. And then you go online, you go home and you go on the computer, and here it shows you every type of pot available, every type of sweater, whatever. And you can have it delivered in a day or two. I mean, it makes you think. I mean, you still want to get out and look at things, but boy, I'll tell you, I'm kind of sold on that. Driving all over looking
for
military.
So we're going to go to commercial break. Go to commercial break. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next is Carmelita's
Corner.
And it's a great segment. Yeah, and remember, subscribe to us at rblive.com. Make sure you put your email in there and subscribe. You'll get notified on all the shows that we have. And consider getting your own podcast up on Easyway Network. You can create a free account at easywaynetwork.com. The invite code is Easyway. And, you know, promote yourself. Get some extra exposure to a really high-quality audience. Coming up is our pitch party, May 23rd. Make sure you register at easywaypitchparty.com. If you're a member, you will be automatically notified on anything we do within EasyWay. Go check out easywaynews.com. Best place to get all the news. The EasyWay. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month, every other Thursday, for our EasyWay Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your EasyWay Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an EasyWay profile? Make sure you visit EasyWayWallOfFame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EasyWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again, and I'm feeling grand. Yes, indeed. I have a grand reason for feeling grand because I have a wonderful story to share. My art student from way back in the day managed to locate me, and we have had a reunion on Carmelita's Corner. And we didn't quite get in everything on the last interview, so he's returning to give us a little bit more. True, are you there?
I am.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Did you hear that applause?
I did.
I love it. It's a great way to start a day. Anyway, I want to introduce you. You are an award-winning, internationally acclaimed artist with a 30-plus year career. I'm giving myself away now. How long it's been since you've been in my classroom. Professional designer, professor, lecturer, producer of public art programs, and the creator of the Gulf Coast first and only Black Nerd Festival called Blurred Fest.
Yes.
All right, that's a mouthful.
It is.
Now tell us all about Blurred Fest. I know at the last time that we discussed it on the air, you gave the listeners an idea, but for those that didn't hear, can you please define Blurred Fest for them?
Sure. Most people that think about nerds think about people who might have a very specific interest in fantasy or science fiction or horror or anime, and all of those things are true for us, but because the Black community has more needs than that, and the depth and breadth of our experience is at a different scale, we are thinking of the term nerd as something that is also inclusive of things that have nothing to do with any of those other genres, but is inclusive of things like academia. You can be an opera nerd. You can be an archaeology nerd. You can be a tech nerd. And we are creating space for all of these types of Black creative excellence to come together in a space and share that information for the benefit of our community.
Well, that's wonderful that you're spreading it around. And, you know, I like the idea that you're, you know, including everybody, you know. So I have on my list here of things that we want to talk about, guests that you'll be having. Do you have a lineup of the guests that will be at your event?
We do. You know, most cons go for the most recognizable actors that have just come out in the latest product or project. And we want those people too, but again, because the Black community has more needs than that, we broaden our scope so that we're not just looking for the newest new face in the newest, you know, vampire movie or something. We do try and get those actors, but we're also trying to get people at all levels of production of the content that we love. So in our filmmakers panel, for example, we don't just have producers and directors. We also have hairstylists and camera crew and people that work in various technical aspects that you're probably not familiar with. And our thinking is you probably don't know their names. You probably don't know their faces. You might not even know their jobs exactly. But if you are put, if you were in an audience before a panel of people that have all of these different types of jobs that you've never heard of, you know, it's unlikely that you'll be the next Denzel. But you could be the next production assistant if you met someone that let you know that that was a job and how they got started and how they got into the union. So we're focused more on a broader range of professionals who create the content that we love and not so much the recognizable names that I could just rattle off from the last, you know, most successful science fiction film.
Oh, that's amazing. And it's very broad reaching as well. You do cover a lot of ground.
We do.
And I imagine that you are looking for sponsors.
We are. We're always looking for sponsors.
Okay. Can you give them a way that they can connect to you?
Certainly. Our website is blurredfest.com or blacknerdfestival.com. And on that site, there is a link for Be Somebody. And one of those is be a vendor and be a sponsor and be a volunteer. And so people that want to get involved in any capacity can just go to our site and click on Be Somebody and choose the page that they want. And there's a link to download our sponsorship deck and all the information that they would need.
Well, that's very well done and well said. And also, I think you should spell out how you spell blurred to the audience.
Right. So blurred is just a portmanteau of black nerd. So blacknerdfestival.com will take you to us. But the shorter version is B-L-E-R-D Fest. blurredfest.com.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And it's going to be happening this coming Saturday, right?
Yes, May 18th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. here in New Orleans.
Right.
Looking forward to it.
Well, I know New Orleans is always exciting, and you're making it even more exciting. And
we
it's
are.
Exciting to me to see somebody who is basically like an offspring, you know, to
mm-hmm.
me, continuing with the love of art. And, you know, I never had any children of my own, but I have
mm-hmm.
a stepson, and he might be listening right now. He's been on the road recruiting football players because he's a football coach. And his
mm-hmm.
name is Cedric Calhoun, and he is a football coach at Rice University in Texas. And I heard from him yesterday on Mother's Day, and I heard from my godson, Sean Baker, who's an accomplished, award-winning actor. He's been a regular cast member in Queen Latifah's Living Single and also a co-star with Pamela Anderson on the VIP series when he played her bodyguard. And he came by after he got off of the plane on the airport and came right over and brought me a beautiful bouquet of flowers and a most wonderful card that I could never imagine. But he always has been very thoughtful. He never forgets his godmother and his godfather, my husband, Jerry Pittman. So even though I never had any of my own, I just feel like you all are my children.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm your mom in a way, or mother-like
Certainly.
Figure.
And, mm-hmm.
and one of my friends, you know, she, you know, was kind of telling me, hey, you know, you gotta start thinking about yourself, you know, sometime, because I have a tendency to mother everybody. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, even grown people, you know, but that's just my nature. But
mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for coming on. I mean, you know, you're always welcome to come on Carmelita's Corner when we have a date for an interview. And tell them, you know, for those that didn't hear the first interview, your experience in my classroom as an art teacher.
Well, in 1982, I started at Horace Mann Junior High, my ninth grade year, and I was Miss Carmelita's student, and it was the only good thing that I did that school year. I hated everything else about the year that I spent at that school, except my art class. So, and that was because of Miss Carmelita.
Oh, well, you know, I just was so blessed to find that out because I had no idea that you were acting up in all your other classes, you know.
I was.
Oh, my God. But tell them the reason why, you know, there was a very good reason why, and I think you should explain it to them.
Well, the short version of this story is I was just trying to get attention from my parents, and the only thing that I could think of to do that, since I wasn't going to be violent or destructive, was just I had engaged in an unending campaign of non-cooperation from second grade on, where I just refused to do any schoolwork, any homework, or cooperate in class. And the only exception to that was if it was a class that I enjoyed, and art was the only thing that I liked.
Well, that's good. That part of the story is good. And the other part is that you did eventually go on to college, which is great, you know.
Yes.
And use that beautiful brain that you have. And even before you told me that story, just from the communications that you had with me by email, the way you express yourself using the King's language, King's English, let's put it that way, you know how to put your words together, and you have the words, the vocabulary to put your words together. A lot of people are not that, you know, competent or that well equipped to use the English language the way you do. And even as you speak now, you speak the King's English. And it's very, I commend you.
Thank you. You know, the reason for that is because while I was going into this campaign of non-cooperation, it was imperative for me that the adults in my life understand that this was an intentional act of defiance and not stupidity. So the way that I was able to communicate that was I studied the dictionary. I would read the dictionary for fun. I would learn new words because I had to be able to speak to adults at least on their level so that they would know that I wasn't doing work because I chose not to and not because I was unable.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a really amazing. And like you said, you were living in the neighborhood where I was teaching at the time, which was sometimes referred to as the hood, you know, we were in Crip territory, and I've had the best of both worlds because I remember one of my students who was a member of the Crips gave me a beautiful blue sweater, which I still have. It's got sequins on it, silver sequins, and he said, "I want you to know I ain't never given anything like this to no teacher before." And I wanted to hug him, and he stepped back because he wouldn't let me hug him. He said, "Nobody hugs me, you know, not even his parents, I guess." But you know, I know that was all an act, you know, because I know one thing, I ruled through love, and that's one thing we all need. I don't care how big and tough or bad, big and bad they were, they all knew I loved them, and I know that was my biggest weapon was love. And, everybody needs love. And then later on, when I got ready to leave, which was in 1989, my student said, "Mrs. Pittman, what did we do?" I said, "You haven't done anything. It's time for me to graduate," you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends who was my colleague, he was teaching over at what they call an opportunity, quote-unquote, school, where the kids had been kicked out of school, you know, for one reason or the other. And so it wasn't a regular school. It was actually like a bungalow, you know, over there in Inglewood. And so because my friend said when I told him I was going to retire, he said, "Oh, no, we need you over here." So 1989, when I thought I was leaving the school district, I wound up over in Inglewood dealing with the opportunity students, and he said, "Oh, now these, you're not going to be able to treat them the same way," you know, because they were really, from a different planet, so to speak. But I used to always plead the blood of Jesus before I ever went into that classroom, and I had no idea, you know. One time I had one of the kids who was acting up. I told him, I said, "Now you sit right here next to me in front of the room where I can keep my eye on you." Well, I found out later on he had a knife in his pocket. He could have, you know, really done me some damage. But I mean, like I said, I always pleaded the blood of Jesus, and I was always protected. You know, I was always mm-hmm. protected, and I gave them love and took them places that they'd never been to. And you know, when I got ready to leave, it was well received. You know, so I was well received.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing about that that school, Horace Mann Junior High in South Central Los Angeles, the school district's expectations for the predominantly black student body at that school were so incredibly low that I went from being a bad enough student to have gotten kicked out of my previous two schools to being on the honor roll without any change in my behavior.
Oh, my God. But you know what? I wish we could keep that story going, but I've got to be good, and I've got my eye on the clock. So True, as you call yourself now, we're going to have to get on our horse and ride off into the sunset, and we'll stay connected. I'm so glad you found me.
All right. Well, thank you for this opportunity.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
All right, guys. So we didn't get him in the beginning of the show, but we do have him now. As I suspected, it was getting out of a pretty important meeting. But we have video producer, and he calls himself the world's number one expert for QR code technology. He's a social media influencer, national political leader, and created the first paperback book in history. And basically, to become a two-way interactive digital dialogue, you know, and get the experience, he's created what's called the call-to-action technology. He's known as Mr. Call-to-Action. You bring him to the show, and knowing him, he probably has a team with him. Welcome to the show, Gold member, Jim Bannon.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry that I didn't live up to my commitment, but we're here together, and I am both humbled and honored.
Hey, Jim. Welcome to the show. It's great having you on, and I'm sorry I missed you when you came out in my area in Southern California there. Missed you on a pizza.
Oh, I loved it. And the best part was I raced a Porsche through 22 miles of desert on the way home.
Wow.
That was an absolute ball.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. So, Jim, in this tech world, and we're talking about it through the show today, it's such a game changer. I mean, in every aspect of everyone's life that, you know, you look over your shoulder and something new is there, and it's literally changing not only by the week or day, it's by the hour with this AI systems and everything and what you have. What got you on the road of such, you know, cutting-edge technology that what brought you into that?
Before we get into that, Dad, I want to tell all the listeners that if they do want to connect with Jim and they like what he has to say, you can go to EasyWayNetwork.com or our Wall of Fame, EasyWayWallOfFame.com, and you search Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, and you'll find Jim's profile. You can book an appointment with him or connect with him right there. Yeah, Jim, what got you into all this?
Well, I was unemployed. And
I learned how to
become a video producer. So I went from a guy who never held a camcorder to taking a course by Grumo Media, and followed by the book Made to Stick, which I just autographed and gave to this person on my last sales call. I also autographed it and gave it to the governor of Arizona. So I think the world of it. Made to Stick, it is the success formula for communication. So I built the video business, and along the way I saw this technology, which is called QR codes, and I thought, oh my God, that can make a video two-way interactive. So I jumped in with both feet, and that was a decade ago.
Wow. That was 10 years ago.
Yes, sir.
And now you're seeing how it changes so rapidly, and what you're talking about, you know, even in your own town, you're noticing how buildings are being taken down and new ones are going up that fit the bill better. They're making more sense of the space and everything. Talk a little bit about the game changers that you're putting together that are going to be really making a change, your cube and everything. I mean, these are going to be game changers. And fill us in a little bit about that.
Well,
yes,
I'll tell you what the biggest
call to action.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the biggest game changer has been for me, and that's called you and your son. I mean, Eric built what was my dream 8 years ago. I actually was with a management group that were trying to build what he's actually built out, and that is the Cadillac of social media platforms. And then, of course, the first person I meet is the queen of the metaverse, and fell in love with her, Beverly Zemet. And I'm in the middle of a demo with her on virtual reality, and I bought the damn company, all because of Easy Way Network.
Well, now, there you go.
Wow, you bought it.
So are you gonna be combining your call to action technology with that augmented reality, virtual reality type of business? Like, explain more about when you say you bought the business, because Beverly does a lot of stuff in the virtual reality space, metaverse, just direct engagement, contact through avatars and you know, podcasting and that type of stuff. So you own Beverly's business now, and you're going to be going more towards the metaverse solutions, or explain more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I bought in $20,000 worth. So I am now an equity owner. I am also vice president of new business development. And thanks to you, Eric, of bringing in Mega Mix Expo, and I don't make a dime on that, but Dr. John, who's got his $100 million Ariston University, is committed to moving over on her platform. And Amy, who's with me, and she's got to raise another $50 million in 80 days. She is going to use virtual reality and AI and build a state-of-the-art theme park called Haunted Texas. She just bought 247 acres, and it's going to be heavy, heavy, heavy virtual reality, and it's going to have my call-to-action symbols as their primary communication vehicle throughout the park, and then she's going to do it 9 more times after that. 10 theme parks.
Wow, that's fascinating. I mean, this is definitely Easy Way newsworthy information, and you're also going to be the back cover of the next issue of Easy Way magazine. We're going to have a real big feature on your call to action technology, and so yeah, you got some interesting stuff ahead. And you know, the other thing too, Jim, is you actually do have a podcast on Easy Way Podcast, and if people are interested in what you're, you know, this journey you're about to take our audience on, the Easy Way family on, everybody can just subscribe to your podcast from your profile. So if they look you up directly on the Easy Way Network, they'll find your profile, and then your podcast is right on there if they want to follow all this great stuff that you have happening. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, and I'm such a believer in that and Easy Way News that I changed all of my advertising. All of my local print advertising is now changed, and it's featuring the Easy Way podcast. I mean, I know a winner when I see one.
Oh, wow. You're becoming famous on Easy Way News for sure, because most of the banner ads that you see Jim's face there with your call to action technology. And we're going to definitely have to get a story written up on this amazingness that's happening. Go ahead, Dan.
So what do you see as major game changers coming? Because I'm looking at this AI, Jim. Am I in the wrong tracker or what? But I'm looking at this AI like we got a bull by the horns. And we're talking about rubbing elbows.
I have to point out one thing. Sorry to interrupt you, but a major game changer that literally just happened, and I just want to really highlight this, is two members met each other in the Easy Way Network that are platinum, that are gold, that have made the investments, and they met through the networking platform that we have. That's what we want to have happen. Jim and Beverly met. And I don't know if you guys heard, but that means that our platinum member who invested into the network got a $20,000 deal because Jim made an investment which came from our network. That sounds like a pretty awesome, like, Easy Way networking game changer to me. I just wanted to kind of highlight that. And, yeah, so what are some of the game changers, situations? I mean, he just told us a real, real big one. But
that's a big one, yeah.
What are some of the game changer situations?
I mean, what are we heading to? What's the future look like here? Because how much further can it go? I mean, you have a cell phone that, we were talking about, my uncle was the founder of World Book Encyclopedia, if you look up way back a long time ago, and he dealt with childcraft and all that kind of stuff. But the encyclopedia, I don't know how much that weighed. And now you have the entire encyclopedia, not only that, but videos on your cell phone, which is very thin. You could have any size you want. I mean, where are we going from here when we have everything in our fingertips? We could touch base with somebody in France.
I'll tell you where I'm going. Because of your most recent pitch party, Wildflower and I got together. She made an unbelievable offer, and I bought it immediately. So she is now my celebrity maker. We spent 3 hours on the phone as I was out in the middle of the desert, and I was under the only cell phone tower for hours. And I got to tell you a side story at the end of this. But she's coaching me. She is putting me on TV. She's doing my rebranding like Eric has. But she's exposing me everywhere under the three words engage, direct, measure, which is what I've been building for over a decade. And we didn't even know each other prior to last week. So I'm in with both feet, all because of the pitch party.
Yeah, see. Mm-hmm. It's a game changer. I mean, one night you get on the pitch party and all of a sudden you're meeting people. And, it's amazing how one entity, one person going out at a certain time, say you're going to the store and you decide, I think I'll go to the store and get some milk or something. And that one trip, you could wind up meeting somebody in the store, or that evening decide to get on the pitch party. That one decision can literally change the course of your life,
Well, here's the story. So while I'm spending 3 hours on the phone, Amy is walking around, right? I mean, we're in the middle of nowhere. And so I finally finish the conversation after 3 hours, and I look around and I go, where the hell is Amy? So she sends me a text telling me she's down by the lake. Well, I mean, I'm a long way from the lake, and I'm trying to figure, how did she walk that far? So thank God these cell phones, she was able to send me her exact location, so I got there. But it was like 15 miles from where I was. And I said, how the hell did you get here? She said, well, this guy offered to pick me up. And I went ballistic. I said, I cannot believe you got in a car with a stranger in the middle of Arizona desert, and I don't know a thing about it. And I'm pretty protective over Amy. But I told her, don't you ever think of doing that again.
So, Jim, we have a question from the audience. We have a question from the audience. Did you hire Wildflower as well?
Yes.
Because you said you're working with Beverly. Because they're wondering, okay, so that you wanted to make sure we answered the audience's questions. And so now, because of being a member, you're getting guidance and coaching, and you're investing in and owning companies. Where do you see Easy Way members? I mean, this is, we have a lot of people listening right now, and where do you see this platform that we've designed and the results that you've gotten? Where do you see this thing going in 5 years in your opinion? Because it sounds like you've gotten some tremendous results, and you've only been a upgraded, paid member for maybe 3 months, two months.
Short time.
That's
yeah.
Incredible.
I'll tell you how big I see it. First of all, Wildflower and I, I don't think she would mind me saying this, we're in more than $10,000 together. Now, Amy also fell in love with you, and you and Dante were so phenomenal giving us your invaluable time. She's going to use you to build her 10 parks. You're going to be her spokesman, if you will. So to answer your question, I am on Adam Kinzinger's countryfirst.com. We have 300,000 members. I'm on three committees. And if Adam signs my contract, I will be in every election for dog catcher to president in every city, town, and hamlet in the United States. And because I'm on the speaker committee, I'm going to recommend to them that we have Eric as a guest. So Eric will be speaking to 75,000 people, mainly governors and senators and representatives. And the Easy Way Network, in my humble opinion, is the number one vehicle that campaigns ought to use to get themselves elected. I truly believe that.
I remember they called Eric years ago for a certain mayor of a certain city that was falling behind, and they got a hold of Eric, and they go, we need some last-minute magic, and that's what he did. So anyway, I won't get into specific details.
I own the hashtag Hobbs, the numeral 4, G-O-V. So if you go in Facebook and you use the magnifying glass and you type in hashtag, which is a number sign, Hobbs,
yeah,
which is her last name, H-O-B-B-S, the numeral 4 and G-O-V, and that's what got her elected.
Huh, wow. Yeah. See, it's amazing. And
another question we have from the audience. Dad, I want to make sure that we really address the audience's questions. There's a lot of interest
here. I saw the calls coming in.
What is call to action technology exactly? Can you get more into detail on what it is your QR code type of technology does differently than a QR code, is this what they're asking?
The company that created QR codes is Toyota in 1994. They licensed only one company in North America, Our biggest account is Google, next is Macy, next is Kohl's. And for some reason, the founder and CEO fell in love with me. And he offered me some money, but I said, nope, I want to be the best salesperson you never paid. I just want unfettered access to your platform. And he gave it to me. So we've been together over a decade. During that decade, because Dr. John's my mentor, I spent 13 years studying human communication, why it fails, how we can improve it, with real focus on social media, and I kept experimenting and changing and failing and changing, and I came up with a call to action symbol that has a unique hashtag, B, a 2-3 line explanation, C, a human readable URL, D, a shortener. Most people are familiar with Bitly. We are one of the top 5 shorteners in the world. And then the left side teaches users who don't know what the hell that thing is how to use it. Number 1 says start your camera. number two says focus. Doesn't say take a picture. It just says focus. Number three says hashtag push to go. So they know exactly how to use the QR code. And then it's got a spot for a logo, and it's got a spot for your unique value proposition, why somebody would want to buy from your company versus millions available to them. And it all gets done on a 2-inch by 3.5-inch graphic that could be the size of a house. It just can't be any smaller than 2 by 3.5. And it's turning the world on its ear.
Yeah. Yeah, the digital world is amazing. Digital design, it's kind of like a painting, except the paint never dries, right? So what's on the table for you next? Where are you heading next? You got any specific directions coming up here soon? You coming back my way?
Well, it's funny you said a painting, because remember, people can buy a QR code for free on thousands of things across the world. But I tell the story, you know, Picasso was a pretty famous painter. And, you know, James, you and I could call ourselves a painter. We just go to Home Depot, we buy a bucket of paint and a brush, and voila, we're a painter. Well, it's the same thing with using 3D software to create a QR code. That's the Home Depot painter. But I'm the Picasso painter. You think the results might be a little different?
I need to beat the procrastination thing. I buy paint at Home Depot, and by the time I get to it, it hardens in the can. So that's a little problem I have.
But the other uniqueness, and Amy pointed this out in our last sales call, the other uniqueness is the real value of what I uniquely do. Nobody on earth does this. I produce data analytics. And I joke, I say I can get everything but shoe size for the person who scanned the call to action symbol. And that data report is called ROI Track, T-R-A-C, report. And that's why I became ROItrack.com. And that's worth thousands of dollars, actually worth tens of thousands of dollars to political candidates. And I charge zero for it. Zero. Same amount that you pay Google for Chrome.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow. All right, I'm doing my best to write everything down. I get it. So, all right, so I got, God, look at this. The time's coming to, and we got Johnny V. He's going to be coming on with us here hopefully next week. Johnny's in Oklahoma, and he's traveling all over.
Johnny's in queue. We can bring him on for a few, and then we can talk about him coming on next week. I know he's out there doing a celebrity appearance for a big one of our members. They have the celebrityboxingtv.com, Celebrity Boxing Comic-Con, and he's out there in Oklahoma right now. Johnny, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Hey, Johnny, look at you.
My God, can you tell me, that gentleman, oh, my God, seriously, I was taking notes. That's pretty ingenious, that's the right word. I mean, you know, it's so funny, Jim, and is the other gentleman still on the phone?
Oh, Jim's
still
there,
with us,
right, Jim?
What is his first name?
Hey, Johnny, I admire you and follow you, my good man. If I ever get 10% of your audience, I'll be lucky.
Can I ask you something? What is your first name again?
Jim.
Jim, you are pretty amazing. I'll tell you something. As I sit here, you know, Jim, I know Eric a long time, very long time, and everything you're saying rings true. I agree with you, and I don't understand a lot of what you're saying, but I am also very close with Wildflower. I know her very, very well. But I love when the people out there like yourself, like Wildflower, like Jim, and Easy, who teach me. Because all of a sudden I'm here, I'm thinking about a million things, and all of a sudden you're talking and saying these amazing things that we all need to know, But for me, it's so important because I keep going and going and going. And in life, as you know, Jim, we can go and go and go, but we're really not advancing the way we should. And we know it. I've been around long enough, Jim. I know I need to, you know, raise the bar in many areas, and some of them you're discussing. Wildflower, I got to know very well when I was in Las Vegas, and she was a great teacher for me. I love to learn. Tell me something good. And I always try to rise to that occasion. I've been taking notes here. I've been kidding around with Jim. He says the paint hardens before he leaves the store. I thought that was funny because I always believe, Jim, and tell me what you think, there's always humor that we connect the dots with whatever we're doing in life. We always have to address it's something humorous about everything we talk about. Even though we're serious, there's always a part where we can have the humor into the equation, no matter how big the opportunities are. But I appreciate. I was taking notes. Where are you right now? What state, Jim?
I'm in Arizona, and let me tell you about my one personality. Her name's Darcy Donovan. You may know her. She is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, right? And because of the company that I'm an angel investor in called World of Kings Entertainment, she's part of our group. And I am so humbled to be around not only gorgeous women like Dr. Dante. They're not only gorgeous, but they're some of the smartest people on earth.
But Jim, you were also going to say gorgeous, wonderful, beautiful men like myself. I knew you were going to say that. You just
yeah,
haven't
I
gotten
was.
To it
you
yet.
You just cut me but, off too soon.
I know. But you know, Jim, I'll tell you something, Jim. I'm very interested because if I hadn't gotten a chance to talk to you now, I would have talked to Eric, absolutely, and Jim and Wildflower, who for months I was we were working on some things and – and she really became, I always said to Wildflower, I said, you know, Wildflower, I tell you something. I love learning what you know. I want to know it all. And then we went on that journey together. We got to know each other very well. But I listening to you, by the way, I'm in Oklahoma right now. Have you been?
Yeah, I sure have. I covered the United States for General Electric.
Right, right. Well, I've been ducking possible tornadoes. As a, you know, you got to all. There was a big storm early today, but it clears up. In moments, it's clear as day, like it never happened. But I would love to talk to you some more, and Eric, et cetera, as I love learning and figuring out. Well, what will take me, to the next level in areas that I'm not educated in, but I want to know. And Wildflower opened those doors. Eric is always opening the doors. We have a few things coming up ourselves, a show that we're doing, Gaining Access, and a few other items. But Eric has never wavered. He's always been the same guy that is trying to get people, trying to get things done and better and better and helping better yourself, you know, and that's what it's all about, because we either stay where we are, which is fine, everybody's happy, or we raise the bar, you know, and that's where I'm at right now, raising the bar in any way I can. So I would love to
raise
the bar in Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
I got three things for you. Number one, I love a guy like you who's got a yearning for learning. Number two, while you're there in Oklahoma, look up Shangri-La. It was owned by the guy who built Ditchwitch. It's there in Oklahoma, one of the greatest resorts I've ever been in. I'm going to forget the third point I was going to make.
Well, I would love to do that and love to look for Shangri-La while I'm here. And talk more with you and so forth. I appreciate the time. But I was taking notes. So I, as one, I'm sure many others listening in, appreciate your time and efforts and putting Eric on a pedestal as well he deserves. He deserves. Jim, when I was hanging with Eric, he would run into the room and go with his Rolodex, Jim, his Rolodex. Forget about anything else. He had his Rolodex, and he would always say to me, Johnny, get the card. Get the card. Don't worry about that moment in time. Just get the card and follow up, follow up, follow up. And he would literally be running around, Jim, I don't know if you know this, with his Rolodex. With his Rolodex full of God knows how many hundreds and hundreds of cards, as he looked at it, as opportunities. And he utilized them well. You know, no matter what you have at your fingertips, if you're not doing it and you're not progressing and raising the bar and making, you know, and following up, then you're really wasting your time, and it's precious time. But there's
oh,
no,
I agree.
There's no
but
time.
You know what's better than his Rolodex? That huge heart that he's got in the middle of his chest. That's what works for Eric. He loves everybody on earth. He puts them ahead of himself, and that's
right.
Why he draws them like a magnet.
Well, you know what, Jim? Absolutely. Except for the first time he met me, and we got a 2-for-1 at Denny's. I will always remember that. I'm kidding. But it's true. Here's the deal, Jim. You're so right. A heart always wins over. And those aren't just words. I truly believe that. I live by that. You know, Eric knows that. I mean, that's who I am. Jim is that guy since the first time I met him. So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And you're so right. You know, it's about what Eric preaches, which is giving back. You know, make sure you remember giving. And a lot of people say that. But when you're in a good position to talk to a lot of people, you got to remind people sometimes, Jim, I'm sure you know, hey, give them back. You got to give back, and it will work for you 10 times. So, yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly about having heart, because no matter what Eric was doing in the beginning when I first met him, there was always heart there. You know what I mean? I just saw a very hard worker and was drawn to that, as many were. And he continues on his plight, on his journey, and so forth. I didn't know who was coming on, Jim, so I appreciate your work. I was taking notes, Jim, you know, in respect to what you were talking about. I go, wait, hold on a second. What did he say? What did he say? Time out. Let me record this. But I'm sure I can
told you. You got to take notes with this guy.
Yeah, no, I was taking notes. But the biggest note was you that said your paint got hard before you got home. And I said, that's funny, Jim. See, you add the humor all the time, Jim. You know you do. Just as your son does as well. So I appreciate it all, man. It's about learning and taking the initiative to learn. You know, I want to look exactly what you said, Jim. You know, if you're in that in arena that you want to learn and you want to better yourself and have better choices and create opportunities, you have to listen to a person like you, Jim, and a person like Eric and his great dad, Jim.
And, you know,
it's true.
John, it expands by, you know, with Jim's technology, but it all comes together when you start hooking up with other people, and that's what, you know, it brings what you have out even more and what they have out even more. It just grows into a beneficial situation for everybody. And who knows what it's going to create, you know? I mean, like what
Jim's
creating now.
You know, Eric preaches and you do, and that's about collaboration. I mean, you want to sit there yourself and do it. That's good, and I wish you luck. But I'm saying collaboration is the name of the game. I always remember we had I was in Miami at the time hosting something for Eric, and the guy said, well, you know, all those guys, and these were all self-made millionaires. That's what it was about. And he said, well, those guys that say no are the guys you're going to go back to, and those guys are going to say yes. And it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. It's proven over and over and over again.
Come on, stop.
I appreciate this time, Jim. You're a good guy, for God's sake. And you know what? Actually, where I am right now, someone just showed up from Little Rock. Are you near?
Oh, wow. So
Jim,
cool.
Jim, you there?
Yeah.
Who am I talking to?
This is Jim. And the other Jim, Jimmy, you still are. Oh, you know what?
Hey, guys, we're running out of time here. In fact, we're out a little bit over time. So thank you, Johnny.
Little Rock, Arkansas, Jim. Little Rock.
Well, thanks for popping on, John. And let me know when you're down in Southern California. We'll get together, play some pool or something.
Oh, shit. I was at a pool place last night. The only thing it was missing was you. It needed your brilliance.
I got to get my game back.
I'm back soon. And definitely let's hook up, play some pool. Eric, are you still on?
I am still here. Yep.
Well, Eric,
as we bid all the audience adieu, in like a minute or so, you should tell everybody, you know, who you are, so you get a little extra promotion, obviously. And we'll be having you as a celebrity contributor to Easy Way News. Yeah, you.
Oh, God, you. If anyone ever looks at you and says, you talk and don't stop. You know, I'm Johnny V, originally from Scott Baio's 45 and Single. And working on a series right now for Netflix they're putting together called Famous in Las Vegas, and soon to be on Night Court, and a show called Monster, which is about the Hernandez story, the brothers. So doing a lot of things, and you know, collaborating with others and some that I work with Eric, and we are creating a great series called Gaining Access, where we're going to really help people. Bring you guys on as guests and really create some change in your life. And that's what Eric preaches, and that's what we're going to do as we band together. We've known each other a long time. We've got a few things we're talking about. Right now it's Gaining Access. We'll have some previews out to you soon in the next couple of weeks or less. So that's it. So look for me on Netflix and look for me on Night Court. And right now I'm hosting a program hosting, and I'm the ring announcer for a celebrity boxing match here in Oklahoma. Again, you know, collaborating. Tom knows and has been in business with Eric, EZ, and so we all know each other and look forward to great things. Anyone that I can assist or help out, just check me out on the Wall of Fame, get a hold of me, and certainly I will do my due diligence and all I can to assist. So God bless. Happy Mother's Day. And we'll be I'll see you on the next pitch, right, on the 23rd.
All right, Johnny.
Am I correct?
Thanks for popping in.
May 23rd. You got it, Johnny. And guys, make sure you put that in your calendar. Save the date. May 23rd is the next pitch party. You see the magic that happens. You heard it today on the show. And if you guys want to be on the show, you can email easywayfamily@gmail.com or go to the easywaypodcast.com and subscribe. Stay in touch, guys. Create your free account. And we want to say thank you to all of our guests today. Through the artists with Carmen's Corner, Jim Bannon, Mr. Call to Action, and now Johnny Vanocur. Thank you so much for tuning in. Guys, go create your free account. We'll see the magic. We'll see you on the Easy Way Network. And,
all right, guys.
Go ahead and close it out.
Yes, indeed. Monday morning, we'll be here 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Get the latest news and so many interesting guests. But until then, I'll let the recording take care of it, Eric.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.